was the policy and procedure for mental health board sanction participation in mental health or substance use treatment external efforts. That's a mouthful.
Sure.
So Kate took what we had drafted and put it into the policy format, which I appreciate. Tom, do you or Maria have comments?
My comment was, my concern was always, this was a longstanding concern that, you know, the board hit the nail on the head and not overreach its statutory authority. And I think you clarified all of that with Alan, which I felt was quite helpful.
Thank you.
And, you know, that being said, there's still a question in my mind whether we do have something called fiduciary responsibility. It's not clear based on what Alan produced that we do. I know that SRI folks felt that we did, but I'm not sure that language is in the statutes, but it's probably not an issue at this point. I felt that there was, we needed to make sure that we didn't overreach and that we stayed within the statute, and it looks like we have. So I feel good about it.
So, Tom, are you talking about the piece that Alan wrote about mental health board responsibilities? Or are you talking about this policy on external board appointments?
Both, actually.
Okay. All right. So I think the policy on external board appointments makes sense. And I think it's clear.
The tone is one of partnership.
Right.
And dialogue and all of that is going to serve us well, I think.
Yeah. So would we, are you too comfortable that we would put this on the agenda for the next board meeting and have it approved by the full board?
I would be comfortable with that, Kathy.
Okay.
I'd have nothing else to add to this.
Okay. Tom, is that okay by you?
Yeah, I would vote for it. Yep.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much. Thank you, Kate. Then the next